Resident Evil this morning.
Yeah.
It was announced that Capcom is remaking Resident Evil 1 again.
Because they haven't done it enough times yet.
Right. Because they remade another game.
Not need to remind each and every citizen of Rapture that free enterprise is the foundation upon which our society has been established.
Everywhere you go, everything you do, it's always done for death, pain, and misery.
Our men are running from the battlefield. A shame for this place!
This is a podcast right now. We're making one. That's right. It's the Video Struck Podcast. Hoss and Eric are not here. It's just me, Brandon, with special guests. Gus.
What's up, guys?
How you doing?
I'm Gus Hoffman. I'm not even a regular on this show. Well, a regular on this show. And I don't even part of this website, and I'm making up for two of these.
You're semi-regular, so.
Okay. I'm a regular guest.
Yeah. The only repeating guest we ever had. So.
The only guest we ever had. Well,
now,
did you have one where you had...
On the Schmozcast we did.
On the Schmozcast.
Yes, on the Schmozcast we had a special guest.
I don't listen to that one.
For the first time. No one does.
No, I've recently discovered I like reading stuff about wrestling. I don't like watching wrestling.
Watching wrestling at all, huh? Yeah. I love it all.
Awesome stuff is funny. I think he puts some memes and stuff up there, and I think the Brock Lesnar thing is hilarious.
Yeah.
But I don't like watching wrestling.
Oh, yeah. It's the best thing
ever. He was
ever.
Out looking for the Paul Heyman, is it a book or something like that?
The new DVD came. Yeah, the new Blu-ray DVD.
He was out searching Walmart and Target.
Yeah.
All the retail stores for that today, and no joy.
Right, for a little bit of Schmozcast news, that thing seems to be selling well, because it's sold out here. I don't know. Apparently, from Haas's on-site accounts of it, I think he's just looking poorly.
Are you guys recording that tomorrow?
I don't know if we're recording one this week.
Might
skip it.
Okay, well, if you do it next week, spoiler alert, Haas got retweeted by Paul Heyman.
That's right, that's right.
So you're going to hear about that.
Yeah, we'll hear about him getting retweeted by Paul Heyman, even though he probably didn't plug the podcast at all, because he's a terrible salesman when it comes to his own stuff. So anyway, enough digging into them.
Right.
Let's go into video game news.
Video games? Okay.
We'll go into video games. We'll talk about
video games. What's
got
for video games, Brandon?
The big news that I heard today, kind of the biggest one, was Evolve got delayed.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that was supposed to be a big one going into 2014. It's going to be supposed to be a big one towards the end of this year, and it got delayed.
It's pretty big hype, too, because I was supposed to be back here shortly after PAX East.
Right.
Back in April.
Yeah,
never happened. Because schedules
and
job. So that was a big hype at PAX East, because they had the big old monster looming over the whole booth. This thing was like 20 feet tall.
Sure.
And a bunch of celebrity matches going on. Fatality was there playing, and there were a bunch of other folks
from
the industry. It was pretty cool to watch. And I don't get excited about esports.
Yeah, I don't either. No, who does? I mean, honestly. But yeah, that game looks pretty fun. But it was supposed to be their big one especially for PlayStation, because they don't really have anything coming out this year. Certainly nothing exclusive.
Oh, that's right. E3. That's okay. Guys, here's this game. That's awesome. 2015. Here's another one. 2015. What's coming out this year, guys?
Yeah. So yet another one that they can't even claim. Not even an exclusive. And they can't claim it's coming out this year, because it got pulled back. Oh, boy.
Oh, somebody. Well, it's not even somebody's game. Who's developing that?
That's a good question. I actually forget who.
Everybody listening to this podcast.
Yeah, it's the Left 4 Dead guys. It's the Left 4 Dead guys.
Valve?
Did they do Left 4 Dead?
Yeah, I think so.
I guess so. I don't know.
Yeah, that's right, because Valve can't count to three.
Yeah,
Left 4 Dead 2.
Left 4 Dead 2. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, they can't count to three. Yeah, so Valve is doing that one. It's the exact same team, if I recall, like they did Left 4 Dead.
Oh, okay.
So it's the same dudes, because, you know, four player co-op, that's their shtick, and they're sticking with it.
Yeah, well, it's going to be that it's a 3v1 is what their hashtag is. 3v1.
Yeah. 3v1.
And it's actually I found myself watching that those matches out the booth with like people surrounding it, with
right.
people in line waiting to play it,
and, right.
I was, after about 10 minutes of kind of staring up at this the huge overhead screen, I was going, what am I doing? I'm watching esports. But it's actually kind of fun to watch. It's not one of those things I think I'd want to play.
Right.
Because I would suck at it.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I would be kind of bad at it, too.
I'm good with, I'm decent at that. Shooters and whatnot,
right,
but
yeah.
You know, when you shift the balance of yeah. power to one side to another and kind of balance it out that way,
exactly. I feel like
I don't know if I could do very well, but then again, yeah. I could be talking out of my ass.
Right. I feel like it's not like, I feel like the balance of that game is going to be kind of hard to capture with, you know, it's like, oh, should I be the monster? And probably the more likely to be like, I don't want to be the monster because the monsters complete suck and the hunters are OP and I don't want to be the monster at all.
I think it's random. Yeah. Decided. It's kind of yeah. like in Halo when you played zombies.
Yeah, yeah.
One was randomly chosen to be yeah. a zombie.
And in Left 4 Dead, you'd always switch to some, you know, random zombie when you died or whatever. So I'm sure that's how it'll play out. It's just like, I feel like it's probably going to be like, oh, well, it's OP to be the monster or it's OP to be the hunters, so mm-hmm. I don't want to play this round.
Like, I need a mental validation with OP.
Yeah. Oh, overpowered. Okay, yeah, it's overpowered, yeah. Sorry. It's the one okay. video game lingo I know, so I'm just going to keep using it.
Yeah, it's okay. I just had to make sure I was thinking the right thing. I'm like,
right, yes, yeah.
Those two letters back-to-back usually mean a lot of different things.
It's true. Yeah, absolutely. Operation, all sorts of things.
Yeah, opening poster.
Yeah, there you go.
Anyway, so what's next?
Next of Us is The Last of Us. A lot of news for The Last of Us. Yeah. The remastered came out. That came out, I think that dropped today? Or was
today
it?
Or yesterday. Like that.
I think it's,
or the other day. It's this week.
Yeah, very, very, very soon. And then a lot of DLC stuff came out with it, too, that people were complaining that was nickel and diming it. And I was like,
well, there was only, like, two DLCs for it.
Right.
Maybe there was three, but one of them was a single player that I still haven't gotten yet.
Yeah, it's like, I don't buy it.
Really?
Like, yeah. No, I mean, it's like, but I mean, like if you think it's nickel and diming you, don't buy it.
Well, it wasn't that. It's just I never got around to it. Yeah. I didn't want to drop 15 yeah. bucks on it because I had a lot of other backlog I had to take care of.
Sure.
I did want to play it.
Yeah.
It was the Left Behind.
Yeah.
When it just centers on Ellie and her friend
yeah.
that mm-hmm. she talks about in the main campaign.
I played that one, yes. Ellie and Riley DLC is really, really fun.
How long is it?
Good. It's not long at all.
Okay.
I would say 2 hours maybe. It's not very long. I mean, I feel like it got breezed through personally.
Okay.
It seemed like it. It might have. It's probably longer than that. It just felt like it was really quick because I did it in one day. So,
okay, yeah.
So you know, I just kept going.
I got other things I did other games I've done in one day yeah. recently. We'll get to that later, but can I throw something into the news here?
Sure.
Let's go.
Why not?
Battlefield Hardline got delayed. We already know about that.
Battlefield
and,
Hardline. Yeah.
Yeah. Their new Cops and Robbers.
Right. Right.
Put mm-hmm. out. You know, after their blow up of what happened with Battlefield 4 and
the right, yeah.
problems with because EA.
Yeah.
And also they announced there's a single player campaign with Hardline.
A single player campaign? That's revolutionary new ground they're breaking.
Right. But I could really care less about multiplayer only.
Yeah.
This comes from the guy. I bought Titanfall. And now I no longer care about that game. But hey, I bought it for an Amazon Gold Box deal.
Yeah.
It was $30.
Yeah.
It was I got it for 50% off. I'm actually was kind of happy. I got $30 out of it. But
right.
Anyway.
Whatever.
A single player for Battlefield Hardline. I might check that out.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Since I don't have to worry about
yeah.
the BF. Elitists, whatever. I don't know. There's plenty of them.
The
but
BF elitists.
Yeah.
You know.
BFE. Yeah. Let's see. Resident Evil. This morning.
Yeah.
It was announced that Capcom mm-hmm. is remaking
yep.
Resident Evil 1.
Da-da.
Again.
Because they haven't done it enough times yet.
Right. Because they remade it on the GameCube. The GameCube. And, I didn't play the remake. I think I played the original briefly, but I played a lot of 2.
Yeah.
Like, backwards and forwards on the
yeah.
PlayStation 1.
2 was the one. We back in the day, we played the original PlayStation 1. We played 2 a lot more. It was just, yeah, you know, it was a fun game, but seeing it...
it's okay. I just I'm cool with it being remade.
Right.
That's cool. I mean, it was sure. It was a great, you know, iconic start to a great not Ubisoft iconic.
Right.
But
sure.
Because they think everything is.
Everything's iconic for them.
Yeah. And but it was a beginning to an iconic survival horror series.
Right.
And it'd be neat to see a next gen. And that's something else. It's being remade for Xbox One, PlayStation 4. PS3 and Xbox 360.
Yeah.
All four of them. The current gen versions are coming out this year, and the next gens are sometime in 2015.
Right.
But it's nice to see that get remade because Silent Hill got that treatment, but I want to see this done right because the Silent Hill remake was a steaming pile of...
Was it bad? I actually never played the remake. It's just...
Konami... All they had left of that game, since it was a decade old,
right?
They gave the developer that was, or the, I forget, it was Hijinx something or other,
right?
All they had was unfinished final product, unfinished code.
Interesting. And they just handed them that code and said,
"This is all we've got. Have fun." That's what they did. And you go look at side-by-side screenshots of this stuff from the original and the HD remake. There is this lack of fog in some places, so you can see unfinished environments that were never meant to be seen because there's no fog there.
Wow.
And there's fog in places where there shouldn't be fog.
Did they just misplace the original source code? Why didn't they?
I don't know.
Did it burn down in a fire?
I don't know why they wouldn't have the final product filed away somewhere.
Right?
Instead of this unfinished pile.
Yeah, and if, you know, like, and there are people that rip code all the time from existing cartridges.
Yes, there is.
It shouldn't be that hard to get the code.
Yeah, but, you know, and there were other glitches. The game would crash.
Yeah.
That's
silly.
The game would load before the loading screens cleared.
Wow.
So you would take damage and miss cutscenes and... Yeah.
So it was just broken.
It was busted.
It was just completely broken in there.
It was a broken game, and I would have loved to have bought it if it was done.
Yeah.
But it wasn't, and there was day one patches for the PlayStation 3 version.
There you go.
Unfortunately, the 360 never got fixed.
Right.
The PS3, if you want to go out and buy it, well, the 360 version is totally broken.
Yeah.
The PS3 version is mostly broken.
Mostly broken, and they have patches.
And so if you're actually going to go spend money on Silent Hill HD Remake, go get the PS3 version if you must.
Right.
Because I think they did fix the fog issues.
Yeah.
But what I saw of it was just awful, and the fans ripped it apart.
Right.
Got a 9 out of 10, but I'm not going to go on with anybody's reviews.
Reviews. Yeah,
that's okay. It's opinion, and that's perfectly fine. But, you know, the fact was...
Is it really opinion anymore?
Yeah. Well, it always will be.
Video game reviews, I feel like it's not even opinion at this point.
Well, sure it is. I mean, it always is and always will be. But that's neither here nor there. But anyway, Resident Evil is getting remade again. Look for it later this year on current gen.
That's right.
That is still the 360 and the PS3 for me. It's still current gen.
Right.
I don't care what anyone says. It hasn't even been a year yet.
Yeah.
You'll see it on the next gen consoles next year.
Mm-hmm.
You get anything else?
World of Warcraft losing 800,000 subscribers.
Nope, shut the servers
in
down.
In a month.
Shut it down.
I mean...
It's done.
I know, right? This is the end times are tolling. Oh, wait, it's still the most popular video game on Earth.
Oh, so. Well, in that case.
I don't know.
Just scratch the paint now, guys. Just buff it out.
Yeah, coming from my limited knowledge, I'm sure it's something to kind of go, uh-oh about if you're a high staker in, you know, World of Warcraft, but... Yeah, whatever.
How many subscribers do they still have?
Probably
millions?
Millions, I'm sure.
Millions.
Probably like a billion. Yeah, it's probably like a billion subscribers. It's the most popular video game on Earth, so...
They actually have this many subscribers.
Yeah, right, yeah, I know.
I really don't know.
Yeah, I don't care. I'll put a blurb up. No, I won't, because I don't care. I'm not the video game guy. Hoss, you should have been here. But anyway...
So we still play video games. We can hold it.
Right. And the last bit is another Last of Us bit. Apparently, they're making a movie. They're going ahead with that. Right. I'll believe it when I see it, because whatever.
Can we just leave video games on video games and leave well enough alone? Because video games don't translate to movies too well.
They never translate too well. This one would, except for the fact that it's already a movie. So what's the point?
I wouldn't really call that. Last of Us would have been a great movie if it would have been made as a movie.
Yeah, right. I think. Yeah.
But it was made as a game, and now I'm speaking out of my ass again. But they're going to try to translate the game straight to a movie, or they're going to change something, and someone's going to be pissed off about it.
Right.
I don't bother going to theaters for those anymore. I mean, I think the last video game movie that I saw was Silent Hill.
Yeah, it was terrible.
And it was...
Yeah. I hated Silent Hill. I thought it was awful.
It wasn't as bad as, like, Street Fighter.
Well, no, but... what's wrong with Street Fighter? You didn't like Jean-Claude Van Damme? He's going to kick Bison's ass so hard.
Yeah.
You know.
But, the Silent Hill movie, you know, when you take Pyramid Head as like the symbol of the series, he's not. And throw him in everything, it's fan service. Because here we go on my Silent Hill tangent again.
Right.
They stuck that guy in the movie, but they stuck him in Homecoming.
Right.
And whatever else. And that creature belongs only in Silent Hill 2, because that is James Sunderland's ghost.
Exactly.
That is his monster tied to his persona.
Exactly. That's the whole point of Silent Hill, is that you have personalized demons that you're coming over.
Right.
And now they have... But now they have a mascot.
Exactly.
It's like this demon town has a mascot demon. It's like, hey, just toss him in whatever. Doesn't matter about the psychological damage.
Yeah, they got pyramidized head, thumbs up on the billboard.
Right.
Welcome to Silent Hill.
Yeah, it's like, I can understand branding and marketing, but right. When the whole point of the series is to
just like
divergently
repeat same monsters, I'm like, no, this is not what Silent Hill is.
Yeah,
the originality.
Because the nurses were very important to the original characters' backstory, all that stuff. The children ghosts were very important, you know, and it was all part of his psychosis and things he was dealing with. And you're right,
hell.
Yeah, if you take Jack Sunderland's ghost and put it elsewhere, it doesn't make sense. James Sunderland's ghost and put it elsewhere doesn't work. It's silly.
But back to what we were talking about. So video game movies.
Yeah.
In my book, but if come on, prove me wrong.
Yeah,
please do.
I'd like to see a good one, but yeah, I'm not excited for it. I just
Mass Effect to be a movie too.
I thought Last of Us emotionally connected with me in a way a movie does.
I don't think I can get through that prologue without a tissue box.
Right, exactly. So it's
really,
just
and I'm. It, it's like, and I don't cry easily.
Yeah, so it's
so.
Really, it's just kind of like it's going to be hit all the same notes, you know. And who cares? I've seen it, and I don't need to see it in a different medium.
Okay,
so whatever. But that's it that I have for the news. I'm sure there's something I'm missing.
One thing that's not exactly game related.
Okay,
I'm
good with that.
But it's kind of a tangent or somewhere. Just real quick, guys. Studio Ghibli is not closing.
No, Studio Ghibli is not closing.
They are taking a hiatus.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to spit that out there, because I know people are thinking about it.
People are thinking.
We were freaking out about it yesterday.
When I read the headline, I was like, what? Which, actually, I wasn't that concerned, because, quite frankly, Ghibli hasn't produced anything good until I heard that the Miyazaki one recently is fantastic, because he hasn't been doing anything lately.
Yeah.
But I went to see a lot of Ghibli movies, and I'm just like, it's okay. It was beautiful.
Yeah,
it was boring.
Last one I saw was Spirited Away, which was great.
Spirited Away.
Theater in Lexington.
Spirited Away was fantastic. Howl's Moving Castle was awesome. But you know, the ones like Mononoke was phenomenal. Yeah. That was way back in the day. But the recent one that was like The Borrowers was based on The Borrowers.
Oh, I did not see that one.
Yeah, Arrietta or something, and it was a beautifully crafted film, but it was just boring. Nothing was happening.
Yeah.
And I could go on and on.
I'll probably hear more about stuff at YomaCon in Detroit at the end of October. But that's topics for another podcast that even I'm still not qualified to run.
Right, yeah.
So let's go back to games.
I am thinking, I'm going to go and drop the bomb here, I am thinking about starting an animation podcast. Right, so that's my career.
I am useless for anything beyond 2008. That doesn't involve Initial D or Dragon Ball.
For the nostalgia, we can talk about Dragon Ball. We can talk about Dragon Ball, but but we'll get into that later on. So
now playing.
Yes, what you playing, Gus?
We're gonna start with me first.
Yeah, why not?
All right,
because I have one thing, and that's
I'll
it.
I'll start with just finished first, otherwise I'll forget about it. I knocked out a good chunk of my backlog. Well, I say a good chunk when I mean like six games,
right?
Which I have like 70 or 60 games in the backlog, but I knocked out 10% of them.
Right.
Gone Home.
Gone Home.
Did you play Gone Home?
I did not play Gone Home.
It's a PC title.
Really?
It's a first. People get really are. There's a lot of people on the internet
right
saying that this is not a game. It's a walking simulator. It's really just an interactive story. Blah, 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 blah. Guys, it's a game as much as Myst was.
Right.
Now, granted, there were a few more puzzles in Myst, which I guess you would think qualifies it as a game. But,
right.
You know, it's I don't care what you want to classify it as. It's awesome.
Right.
It's very short.
Mm-hmm.
It takes about 2 hours.
Okay.
Start to finish, just to play through it completely.
Right.
You know of it?
I know of it. I do not know of this at all.
Okay, well, it's, I can't even remember the developer. I should have made note of that. But, the main character's name is Katie, but you don't have a voice. The only voice in the game is that of Katie's sister, told through journal entries.
Okay.
And you come home from travel abroad in Europe,
right,
to your house late at night to find there is nobody at the house, and wondering, and you're basically investigating. Basically, you key into your home and you're investigating where everybody is,
right,
and finding and why no one's there and what happened to everybody.
Right.
It's not a fantasy mystery or anything. This is actually a story that's more, it turns out to be more true to life.
Okay.
Things like it deals with like family change and stuff like in the
interesting
major events.
Right.
You know, in a girl's life or something like that, because it ends up centering around the character's sister.
Right.
And about why she's not there, why the parents aren't there.
Mm-hmm.
I won't spoil anything for you because it's really a short game. You can play through it in 2 hours.
Right, yeah. So
100% start to finish.
Yeah.
As long as you investigate everything. It's a really good game. I really enjoyed it. It's worth checking out. I think it's $15 on Steam.
$15 on Steam, yeah.
If you want to wait for a Steam sale, you can probably get it for half that or less.
Probably, yeah.
I think that's what I grabbed it for. I grabbed it for like somewhere in the single digit somewhere.
Right on.
So
right
it's on. Definitely worth picking up. Go play it. It's called Gone Home. It's been out for a while now.
Gone Home.
So that's a good one. I finished DuckTales Remastered.
Yeah, that's one I've played.
And I have the original NES cartridge.
Right. Yeah.
It is a carbon copy of the original NES title made up with new visuals, 3D backgrounds, and the original voice actors.
Yes.
Doing everything. I mean, everybody from Launchpad to Gyro
to Scrooge McDuck, is 92, I believe.
Is he really?
That guy is. Yeah,
is he really? I doubt it.
He is old, and they propped him up for that. They put a microphone.
He's still got it, man.
He does.
He's got it.
They propped a microphone in front of him, and he belted out all the lines beautifully. It was great.
Actually, he did too. I played through all of that. The only thing I did. All except there's like a couple achievements I'm missing, and they're all difficulty related.
Right. Yeah.
So I just need to play through on hard and extreme.
Right. My one critique of that game is that the replayability is kind of not there. Is kind of hard to go because I would just rather play the original if I'm going to replay it. And the voice acting is great touch, but the fact that I have to pause it, go in, say skip cinematic just to get away from it. Every time is really annoying.
Yeah, that is.
They're
worth watching at least once just for the say, hey, obviously what they're telling the story, but
right, right.
is just skip. And, oh, man, I hated that, you know, there's like, if you lose your three lives, you go all the way back all to the beginning.
Back. Yeah, all the way back. Yeah,
the old life system.
Old logic.
That's been absent from games for a long time.
Mm-hmm. They kept a lot of
mostly
those.
Absent.
I think they kept a lot of those by sheer like fear that people would be like, oh,
well, yeah.
How dare you?
I'm not saying they shouldn't have done that. Sure. I'm just saying it's just we haven't seen that mechanic
exactly
in a long ass time.
It's supposed to be new. Like another game by them. What's that company? Oh, that's gonna kill me.
I should know
the name of that company. That's gonna kill me.
It wasn't Sega that did it, was it?
No.
Oh, I'm stupid.
They've been doing the remakes and everything and the remasters.
Oh, games. Okay. What have you been playing? I'll look it up.
I'm excited for another game by them, Shantae Half Genie Hero, which is going to be a new Shantae game. If you've ever played Shantae and Shantae's Risky Revenge, fantastic couple of games on the Game Boy Color.
Handheld. Now.
Yes,
gotcha.
Yes. The Game Boy Color had Shantae, which is a rare game, by the way. That thing goes for
sounds
about...
Sounds rare. I've never heard of it.
It's very... It's not... It didn't get any popularity until after it was released and everything, so it had a limited release. You can't pick up an original Game Boy Color of Shantae, the original Game Boy Color, for less than $100. It's, you know, maybe like $80, but it's pretty expensive. Risky's Revenge is on the Virtual Console on the Wii, so it's easier to play. But it's a fun game. You play a little genie girl and go around and whip things with your hair, do a dance, and have power-ups, and fun little game. And they're doing the sequel to it. I forget their names again. That's really going to kill me.
Way Forward
did it.
As opposed to Way Back.
Yeah, I kickstarted it, so I already got a copy coming. I helped kickstart that one, so I got a copy on the way as soon as it's ready and developed. Can't wait for it. So.
Awesome.
Booyah.
Something else that was we'll come back to that one.
Sure.
But so I'm going to knock some of this out. I finished Transistor a few days back when it came out in May.
Right.
Great. If you play Bastion.
I have not played Bastion.
You play Bastion. Okay. Yeah. It's kind of hard.
I don't play video games, Gus.
Kind of angle top down eventually. Yeah, a little bit. Adventure, no, beat 'em up type of thing. It's a very, very nice story, great artwork.
Okay.
The same guys that made Bastion, why can I remember the names of the developers now?
I know. We're blanking on all of them.
That's
terrible. This shall be known as the No Developers Cast.
Well, the guy in charge of it is Greg Kasavin. I remember his name.
Right.
But, so, Transistor is the new one. It came out in May. It's $20
right.
on Steam. And it's awesome. It's phenomenal. Go play it. It's great. The battle mechanics are really neat. They combine real-time with turn-based in a way that, you know...
Interesting.
It's very neat how they
it's in the same spirit of Bastion, I guess, of
yes.
how they do it. Yeah.
The battle system is a little more, I want to say, refined and upgraded. Some more mechanics added to it.
More
to
robust.
Make it flow bit differently the way you want it to.
Sure.
I can't say enough good things about it. I'd be here for the entire podcast talking about it. So.
Right.
Transistor, go play it. It's fantastic.
Go play Transistor.
Go play it. I played through what was available of Broforce.
What was available?
Yeah.
I know of Broforce. I've yet to play it, but I know.
It's so fun.
I know.
It's more fun if you have more people.
Right.
More than one person playing it. But
sure.
I played it single player. I played with another guy randomly online.
Right.
Play what there was of it.
Sure.
But it's one of the, if you haven't played Broforce, take every action star character you can think of from movies and modify their name to have the word bro
in
there somewhere.
Snake Plissken, Terminator, RoboCop.
RoboCop. Braid for Blade, and then Indiana Barones. And it's all 8-bit.
Yeah.
Big square-looking sprites with overly powered, excessive force weapons.
Very cave story-looking. It's
blowing things up, and you battle the devil at the end of each level.
Of course
you
do.
Leave, and all your checkpoints are American flags.
It's probably better than Expendables, so.
It's Expendables the game.
Yeah, exactly. Pretty good.
It's really good. So I play what there was available. It's early access also. It is not a finished game.
Right.
But it's still, it's a lot of fun. If you want to and spend some money on and play that.
Nice.
Finished the what was left. I only had one bit of DLC left, Sleeping Dogs, and went and knocked that out. So now Sleeping Dogs joins the rank of my 100% achievement accomplished list.
There you go.
So yeah. I got that done. I also finished in one sitting.
One sitting.
4 hours and 23 minutes, Outlast.
Really?
Yes.
You finished Outlast.
I did it live on Twitch. Unfortunately, I forgot to save the stupid broadcast.
Oh, no.
No, I know. It was probably one of my better commentaries. The first half of it was. I started growing weary of what I was saying. I'm just like, yeah. Oh, I don't have a commentary anymore because I'm just trying to get through the game. But yes, I got through all of Outlast. I think I only died twice.
Wow.
Or three times.
Holy crap.
Playing on normal.
Nice.
Just on normal difficulty. Yeah. I didn't dumb it down. I went on regular.
You should definitely go check out our Let's Plays.
It's a stupid game.
It's really bad.
It's
and then
bad.
I'm not even playing. I'm not even a video game player.
I'm yelling at the screen like, damn, who's playing? Eric?
Eric and Haas both play the game. It's really bad. It's really awful. But I'm laughing the whole time. we get a little bit further when Haas is playing because Eric just kind of...
chickens out of the bed.
Yeah. He doesn't do anything. He just sits in a corner and is like...
Did you guys ever get out of the basement?
We did finally get out of the basement in part two of our... We got out of the basement. We were very proud of that. So,
I can get to that basement in 5 minutes or less.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Well, I kept telling them, go now, go now. Yeah. Like I would say it repeatedly. There's a pattern here. Yeah. It's a video game. Just go.
And I have to admit though, I'm chicken shit when it comes to games like this.
Right.
So I had actually watched full playthroughs of the game
once
or twice, and I had watched a speed run of it. Glitchless speed run. And that was about an hour and a half.
Wow.
2 hours or something like that.
There you go.
So I had an idea of what to do,
what
was already coming.
Yeah.
Not that I wasn't scared a few times.
Right, right.
Because there were a few jump scares.
Right,
I really wish I would have saved that stupid broadcast because I would have highlighted them too.
Oh yeah, we would post on Video Destruct.
I'm sure you would have.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I'm an idiot and I forgot to save it before I left up north. I went to Pennsylvania for a week, 2 weeks.
Dope.
But that's all I had. That's all the ones I have knocked out of my list.
Right on.
Now playing... I haven't played the newest episode of Walking Dead Season 2.
Yeah. I've not played that either.
I was in the middle of Watch Dogs.
Mm-hmm.
And the title update hit last month.
Right.
And it broke my save.
Ooh.
Level 45. Now, I can still play the game.
Right.
I can still continue and play.
Sure.
What was broken was my skill tree.
Your skill tree was broken.
My skill tree was broken.
Just broke all the stuff that was there, or
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Now I could still use everything I had purchased. I could still activate blockers, bridges.
Really.
Use whatever skills and combat abilities I had purchased.
Sure.
But once I pulled the skill tree up, everything had reverted.
Oh my god.
To zero. It is showing I have no skills.
So you had no skills in anything that you had?
Nothing.
Oh, wow.
God. I can still use the stuff I bought, but I can't buy anything.
Wait, was this a common bug, or is this just something
Apparently
huge?
It's not a known issue.
Really?
I'm one of the lucky ducks.
Right.
Trying to curb my language here. But,
you've successfully found... a glitch that only you found.
Only I have found it.
Yeah.
I submitted a ticket to Ubisoft support and they said, okay, it's considered. We'll consider your ticket closed. We're looking into it.
Yeah.
And you know what that means? It's like if 50 other people submit a claim, they'll find something.
The Gus Hoffman glitch.
Yeah, the Hoffman glitch, yeah.
It's like Luke Gehrig syndrome.
The continuation of my curse goes to Watch Dogs. But now I was trying to get through the drinking games, which are arguably the hardest ones in the game.
Right.
And I just happened to open the skill tree up, and I'm like, what? I even uninstalled the patch.
Right.
Played it offline.
Right.
And I duplicated my save to the cloud.
Right.
And I... try doing it without the patch.
Yeah.
Still broke.
Nice. Wow. That's a dangerous part of the way video games go nowadays for me. It just... You know, just the more complex it gets, the more things that can break.
I
remember back in the day, all you do was blow in the cart.
I quit doing that when I found out what it did.
Yeah,
I want to oxidize my cartridges. And
but yeah, what's your impression of Watch Doge anyway? But minus the glitch, let's say the glitch never happened.
Such glitch, many fail.
Yeah, wow. Such glitch, many fail. Wow, very boop.
There was a general underwhelming of the game. It was very Grand Theft Auto-ish.
That's the general impression that people.
That's the first thing I thought, because that's how what it appears. Not that it felt like Grand Theft Auto. Looked like it. I thought you could probably say that for almost any sandbox game. I could have said that for Sleeping Dogs.
Yeah,
but Sleeping Dogs didn't really look like a port of Grand Theft Auto, and it didn't feel like it either.
Yeah, sure.
But even though it was another sandbox game, Watch Dogs was kind of like, you're an anti-hero, of course, but
sure.
I had fun with it.
Okay, yeah.
I had fun.
Which is the point of a game.
It was fun. I fully acknowledge that it is not a phenomenal title.
Right.
It's very mediocre.
Right.
But, and I already know several people that took the thing back and just quit playing it.
Right.
But I kind of wanted to go punch through the rest of this.
Right.
Now I'm hesitant to pick it back up right now because it's broken.
It had sort of a precedent to it because it released the ooh wow graphics when it first and it was announced and everything. It was like this, oh, look at these graphics, and they got all the pre-orders for it. And then later footage, like, whoa.
It's dumbed down.
Here's the graphics again. That's not the graphics you said would be there. The same thing happened with Dark Souls 2. I remember
did it really?
Not so much the graphics, but a lighting engine. There was a whole thing about their lighting engine. It was going to be a big thing with the torches. Like, that was going to be a big deal.
Yeah.
And then
they took that out.
And they took the whole engine out. But there were still parts of the game that still required torches or whatever, or wanted you to have the torch.
Apparently,
there.
You can still get through those areas of the game by turning the game all the way up.
Exactly. Yeah. So, it just was like, that's a shame. But people were like, it's got this, and oh, look at these graphics, look at this engine. And then upon release, after all the pre-orders are there, it's like, oh, they don't have any of those things.
Well, that stuff's not deal-breaking for me.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, the graphics don't look as good, this game's going to suck. And the people were downplaying this game before it released.
It was. There was a lot of negativity towards it before it came out.
And I'm like, I'm going to play it anyways.
Right.
Do you remember a title... Speaking of hype for a game that ended up falling flat on its face,
right?
Do you remember a game on the Xbox called Advent Rising?
I do remember Advent Rising.
That game was supposed to be the first of an anthology.
Yeah, man.
And it looked awesome. The idea was great, and oh my god, it was broken.
Just fall right on its face, Shockmaster style fall.
I pre-ordered that game.
Oh no!
I had the fun that I could have with it without throwing my controller.
Right.
But it was so buggy.
Right, yeah.
And broken.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, it got shut down.
The most entertainment you could get out of it was just finding the bugs and exploiting them.
See how fast I can speedrun this and then clip through walls. So no more Games Wars and Scott Card.
Brutal.
Moving on. I am once again playing Descent Free Space.
Right.
I got around to playing that. That's really not much of news. I'll just touch on that quick because I would have bought a cheap joystick from Best Buy.
And, nice.
And I decided to play the awesomeness that is Free Space, Space Sim Shooters, which is akin to the old X-Wing.
Yeah, nice.
I have a lot of fun with that.
Nice.
And I started playing Kentucky Route Zero at Haas's recommendation.
Kentucky Route Zero. Is it a racing game?
No. It's an adventure game.
Oh.
I don't want to say it's text-based because it makes you think Zork, and that's not
right.
That's not the case.
Yeah.
Now, it is very...
Nothing wrong with Zork.
No, nothing wrong with Zork, though I never played it.
Yeah.
That would drive me crazy today. I couldn't do it.
Right.
And it's very... The artwork is very... It's not stick figure, but it's very simple.
Right. Okay.
And it's a very small game. It's episodic, too. It's kind of like The Walking Dead is. It's got episode this, and that.
Sure.
And I think they're on like episode 5 or whatever now. And it's a very small game. It's only 550 megs.
Right.
And it's all there's no voice. There's backgrounds. There's sound effects. And I think there's a little bit of music, right. Background music, but it's all text.
Sure.
So I got 20 minutes into it, and I'm like, oh, man, I've been playing other stuff the rest of the day. I'm going to turn this off later. So and so far, it seems pretty neat, and the map, the very basic little wireframe map they have of the area of Kentucky, is actually fairly accurate.
That's pretty cool.
And it starts down by Cave City.
I like it. That's awesome. Down. Right in Cave City. Yeah. That's cool.
Yeah, Mammoth Cave for the uninitiated.
Sure. I'll check that out. I am a homer, so mm-hmm. I love when we're mentioned in things. Yeah. So
a lot of mentions of Kentucky. The Witcher. Yeah. I put it down. The Witcher. I put it down for now because I couldn't get into all the backtracking.
Really?
In the game.
Interesting.
It was driving me nuts. And I hated trying to go find an NPC I needed to talk to.
Right.
And knew where they were, but they weren't there. And there was no indication of what time of day they were supposed to be there. And the only way to advance time is to find a campfire and meditate.
Oh, wow.
And it just got annoying. I'm just like, maybe I'll read a synopsis. Maybe I'll try to come back to this letter. I want to like it.
Sure.
But
this is the first one?
This is the first one.
The first Witcher. Yeah.
But I'm putting it down for now. It's on the to-do list. So
right.
I'll make a mental note. I'm in chapter 2.
Nice.
So, VVVVVV.
Love that game. That is a cool game.
I am very entertaining the idea of speedrunning that.
Yeah, it's fun.
I don't speedrun games, for the people that don't know me. It drives me crazy, but for some reason I have a drive to get a fast time in this game. Because I've done the time trials, and I have A-ranked all of them. I have S-ranked 2 of them.
Nice. There you go.
So I'm having a lot of fun with that.
Yeah.
And if anything else, the only thing bringing me back to that game that's making me endure the slaughter is the music.
Yeah.
And
oh,
it's fantastic.
Yeah, fantastic. I love that game.
It's by Soul Eye. I can't remember the guy's actual name, but it's good stuff.
A callback to old Atari meets newish gameplay mechanic kind of deal. So
right.
Good times.
Yep. And finally, I'll shut up. I started playing Metro 2033 yesterday.
Okay.
As I wanted to get that series started because that came out and Last Light came out last year.
Not to be confused with Metroid 2033.
Is there a Metroid 2033?
No, I'm just saying.
We're not talking about Samus Aran and Nintendo's franchise.
No,
this is a Russian made, or is it Ukrainian?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, that's Russia now, isn't it?
Well, that's a different...
Politics!
No. Warning. Turn the podcast off.
Getting topical. Anyway.
I don't remember if it's... It's Eastern Bloc.
Right.
A developer.
Sure.
4A.
Yeah.
And I wanted to get started because it looked really awesome.
Right.
And I was actually afraid it was one of those FPS... kind of enclosed world type of things.
Right.
I want to say enclosed world.
Hallway shooter.
Like a hallway.
Yeah.
You can go freely back and forth, kind of like a la Fallout 3, only less thing. But I was actually very happy to find out that that's not the case.
Really?
It's very linear like Halo is.
Okay, yeah.
At least thus far. I'm in chapter 3 now, I think.
Okay.
7. And because I don't want to play another open world game. It's
right.
Like 40, 60 hours playing it.
Sure.
Apparently this is a 6.5 hour game.
Where do I go?
Right.
What do I do?
So, but it's very good. It's based on the novel of the same name.
Yeah.
By a Russian author. I can't think of his name.
Right.
But it's very good. Then it is the follow-up novel, Metroid. You had me saying it.
Yes.
Yeah, Metro 2034 became adapted to Metro Last Light, which is what that game is based off of that book.
Right.
So, and apparently they're pretty close.
Yeah.
To the actual novel. So, characters and all.
There you go.
So, I started live streaming that yesterday. I did one today before I came down here. If you want to go to twitch.tv/ShatterMage.
Booyah.
And you can go and check that out. Some past broadcasts. I saved them before I left the house. So, don't worry about it vanishing in 4 days. Anyway, I'm going to shut up. I feel this has become the Hoffcast. So
no, I'm good with that. Because the only thing I have to say is that I actually played a game and beat it, which is like the first time in existence of this podcast. Yes. I don't think I've
You don't
beat,
finish games?
I don't play games that often. No, I played and beat Last of Us before. You know,
oh, okay.
During the course of this podcast.
That one hostile still won't finish.
Yeah, yeah. He wants to finish it. But he can't, and I don't know why.
He's like, I don't like this, but I want to like it.
then don't play it. I mean, it's like,
well, that's the way I'm with Witcher.
Right, that, yeah.
You know, I want to like it, but I'm having a hard time with the game.
Sure, just you got to power through it, I guess. Yeah, I kind of was that way when I was playing Dark Souls not too long ago.
That game in my backlog, I haven't played yet.
It's rough, but I get it. Like, I understand, like, okay, I see where this evolves and everything, so I might pick it up and give it a shot.
What'd you play?
I played and finished Shovel Knight.
Oh my.
By Yacht Club Games with music by Vert. It's a freaking...
That's the one that was Kickstarted. Yes. I mentioned another game that was Kickstarted and I was saving it for later. This is
yes,
it.
That is the one. That is the one. It is...
I didn't know anything about it.
Oh, it's
until
fantastic.
It came out.
Right? Really? I saw it played on the Game Grumps because that is my extent of video game knowledge is watching Let's Players play them. But they played a demo on that like last 2 years ago, I think. They played a little demo level for it, and it was awesome. It's very Mega Man. You play as a knight.
It is.
You play as a knight, and you have to take down the other knight bosses, you know?
Yeah.
And each robot master, quote-unquote, is a knight. You got Propeller Knight and, you know, Snow Knight. And
yeah.
It's awesome. I absolutely love it. You have a pogo attack like in DuckTales. And
yeah, that's how I linked it to DuckTales.
Right?
It's the same command.
It is.
Plus jump.
It is. What I love about it is that it's very old school. You know, it's done in that old Nintendo-esque
it's straight
style.
Up 8-bit Nintendo.
Yeah, it is.
It's not 8-bit like.
Yeah.
This is from a Nintendo game
right?
that we just made nowadays.
Yeah. It has an advanced color palette than 8-bit, but it's done
that's
in a...
Yes, it makes the summers...
Exactly. It's done in a style of 8-bit to where it looks like it's 8-bit, but of course we got more colors and such.
It's
12-bit. Yeah, it's 12-bit. Yeah, it's like, it's got way more colors.
Got 24 colors.
For some reason, I didn't Kickstarter this one, even though I saw it and was there. I don't know if I just didn't have the money or something, but the moment I saw it, I was like, this looks phenomenal. I have to play it.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just a lot of fun. You go around collecting treasure, getting more armor, getting more attacks.
Mm-hmm.
They mixed in a lot of cool mechanics into this game. And it was basic old school level type structure. You know, you come to a certain, you know, mechanic in a level, and then it's introduced later with an enemy, and it's introduced later with a different mechanic that you learned. Each level is laid out like that. You can pretty much, if there's one thing that's a strike against it, you can kind of call out what's coming next, because it's like, okay, I did that, and then I had that enemy, now I have this mechanic, so it's going to be
just like Mega Man.
Exactly, just like Mega Man. So it's just like, okay, the blocks are building, and then I fight a boss. But it's awesome.
That's cool. It looks fun. I tried a hand of it. I had an overnight in Manhattan recently, and I went to our hotel is right near Rockefeller Plaza.
Sure.
Where Nintendo World is.
Yeah, yeah.
So I went into Nintendo World, and I picked it up on the Wii,
Yeah.
Wii U, I should do. Yeah. Wii. And I played about 2 minutes of it.
Yeah.
Before somebody else said, hey, guys, I picked it up, and I had it in my hand for like 10 seconds. And said, hey, man, can I play that? I'm like, I just picked it up, dude.
I just bought it.
I just bought it.
I don't want you to play it. Yeah.
Yeah, but...
That's a game of the year for me because it's the only one I played.
So, yeah, and it was neat.
Yeah, it was cool.
It was pretty cool. I first knew about it because the day it released,
right,
there were a lot of streams on Twitch playing it.
Right.
So I went to the usual guy that I watch. His name is King Foom.
King Foom, on
Twitch.
Right.
He was playing it, so I'm like, oh, okay. Well, this is pretty interesting.
Yeah. Right.
And it was either Foom or somebody else was playing it, but yeah, he was playing it also.
Sure.
It's pretty.
Yeah.
It's pretty neat looking title. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I put it on my wish list on Steam just in case someone's feeling generous.
Sure,
it won't happen. But
maybe on a sale day.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it's down there somewhere. Oh,
yeah.
Something else that I just remember that went up. If you wait, hold on. What is today? Today's you may not. I don't think you can get it anymore. But if you have Origin, oh God, Origin.
God help you if you have Origin.
But it's in The Sims 2, and the whole entire collection of it was free.
Interesting.
Yes.
Mm.
EA let it up for free in the wake of Sims 4 coming out.
Huh.
So it's and they it no longer has support for it. They're not supporting the game anymore.
Okay.
So they put it up until the end of the 31st of July, I think, was the last day.
Right.
To get it for free. So I'm sorry, this is being recorded on August 5th. So I do apologize.
So tomorrow, go do this.
I swear I'm not saying I got it. You did it. No, that's not. I'm sorry, but that's what happened. It was up for free, and if you didn't get it, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Of course, if you're getting news from here, you're probably way behind anyway.
Yeah, right. No, it's just like the real news.
Yeah,
it's exactly. It's 7 days old and 50% wrong.
It's not even news.
80% wrong.
It's olds.
It's olds.
It's olds.
It is olds. That's going to be the new name of the segment.
Yes, yes.
Olds. Because by the time this goes up, it'll be next Tuesday.
It's true, because I get busy. I don't know what to tell you.
What else?
Guardians of the Galaxy hit theaters.
Oh, we're going to movies now. That's right. Yeah. We used to talk about other than games.
We're talking about a little bit of movies. We can do that. We don't have, I figure we can just cover an hour with this. So we got about 10 minutes left to go.
Okay, we're 50 minutes in.
Yeah.
I talk way too
much. Yeah, these things fly by when you do them, It happens.
That's what I was worried about, eating the whole podcast.
I didn't have anything to talk about anyway. Again, not the video game guy.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
It's Haas and Eric's fault. I don't care. You can talk all you want.
Actually, Haas told me to message you.
Right? Yeah, this is your podcast.
He says, I want you on the show. Send a message to Brandon.
Yeah. Oh, Destiny. That's one thing he wants to talk about.
Yeah, let's not forget Destiny, otherwise.
Before we get into that. So, how was Destiny, Gus?
I don't know. I didn't play it.
I knew that before we came on.
Right, yeah.
But yes.
And why didn't I play it? Because job.
Yeah.
And for those that don't know, I don't have a regular 9-to-5 job. I'm gone for days at a time.
Right.
So the day I had a 3-day trip.
Yeah.
And I left the house the morning they opened it to public beta to 360 owners and the like.
Oh, no.
And I was like, all right, I'll play it when I get back.
Play when you get back, right?
I got back on Sunday. I got back on Sunday.
Right.
But before my day was even over, before I might commute home.
Yeah.
It was, the beta's closed, guys. Thanks for participating. We'll see you on September 8th.
Thanks a lot for that 3-day beta.
Thanks, Bungie. Well, I can... I got to watch a couple of Let's Plays and didn't really get into it. I see some shooting going on.
Yeah.
What's phenomenal about this? But then I watched the character creation of it.
Right.
And I watched the opening prologue with Floating Dinklage.
Yeah, Floating Dinklage. Peter Dinklage and his...
Floating...
And his awful voice acting. Oh, man. I was really disappointed by that.
Were you really?
Dinklage is phenomenal. He's a phenomenal actor.
Yeah.
I just did not feel it. I was like, what is he...
It took me a few minutes. It took me about a minute to figure out it was him.
He felt like
it's
he
good.
Was...
I liked it.
He just felt like he was narrating. Like, he wasn't there, you know? Like, he was just like, my God, it's the Swarm. Ugh. I haven't seen them. I'm like, dude, emote. They're right there. Like, dude, like, come on.
Well, he is a mechanical entity, so.
Yeah, I guess
He's a ghost.
Yeah, right? He's a ghost. He's the Cortana.
Yeah, right.
Really
that's exactly
that
was the first thing I noticed when I was watching a prologue of this.
Right.
I think the guy's name was Ghost Robo, which I'm on YouTube.
Right.
It was a really, really good playthrough of the beta.
Yeah.
With a good commentary and everything. But the first thing I thought was, that looks like an elite with four arms.
Right.
Not that I have anything wrong with the way the character creation looks. I think
sure.
The Fallen look really good.
Yeah.
It'd be interesting. But and then I thought, that's Peter Dinklage. Okay, he's doing pretty good. Yeah, that's Cortana.
Yeah.
That's Cortana. Cortana's George's partner, I guess. I guess, in the form of Guilty Spark.
Yeah, exactly. So, it looks pretty cool. They've got the...
Despite the Blatt and Halo resemblance.
Exactly, yeah.
There's a lot of homages to that, and that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think it's going to be bad. I don't know if I'm going to pick it up or not. That's my problem.
Right.
Because I was very underwhelmed by Titanfall.
You and a lot of people.
And I kind of figured I would be, too, because I played that alpha build at PAX Prime last year.
Sure.
And I felt the same way. I was just like, it's a shooter. And everybody around me was going, this is going to change FPS. I'm like,
really?
Not really.
Because you can call a mech.
I mean, because I can call the giant mecha and the halos.
Yeah, and do that for a few seconds before it gets blown up.
I'm not saying that Titanfall was a terrible game. It was good. It was pretty rad.
Yeah, it looked pretty cool.
I got $30 to play out of it. It was fun.
I'm not going to lie. It looked pretty cool.
If you think it was, you know, it was revolutionary and changing, be my, that's fine.
Cool.
I'm not gonna,
right?
I'm not going to whack you for that opinion. That's fine. I don't think it was all that
I'm afraid
the same thing is going to happen with Destiny.
Right.
But now it is Bungie, and Bungie's been known for making awesome stuff.
Right.
And they promised that this is going to be a big world.
Right.
Even though there's only going to be one location on each planet available for exploring at launch.
Right.
They promised that it's going to be more to it than that.
Sure.
It's going to be a lot bigger.
Mm-hmm.
I think someone compared the size of it to... I can't remember. I was reading some on it. I was watching stuff on Machinima and Inside Gaming and stuff on it.
Sure.
And Vidox. But I'm not an MMO guy.
Right.
And the only thing that is attracting me to this is the first person aspect, Halo homage, Halo esque thing. That it's Bungie's next title, and it's promised to be really awesome. And it looks really awesome. The premise of the story is really cool.
If Bungie knows how to do anything, it's integrate a story into gameplay.
I'm just afraid I'm gonna have to get on online and be like, I'm just like, this is another Elder Scrolls Online, which is another flop.
Yeah.
At least, like, in my book it was.
Hey guys, come on, let's go do the thing, and then go to the next thing and do the thing, and guys I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, if I can play through, I mean, I think I'm going to be able to play through this moment by myself.
Right, right.
I don't think you're going to need a whole fire team to
Roll
this, and your fire team's only going to be 3 people.
Right.
I want to pick this up, and it comes out in a month.
Right.
It's only a month out.
Right.
And I want to pick it up.
Yeah.
At launch and play it.
Yeah.
But I don't want to pick up an Xbox One until Halo hits, because budget.
Mm-hmm.
And if I pick it up on 360, I don't know anybody that's going to be getting it on 360. There's going to be some on there. But then at the same time, I don't want to drop $60 on it and find out... why did I buy this? And I'm a pack rat. I don't like taking games back.
Sure.
I have yet to exchange, return a single game. I haven't even taken back Titanfall.
Right.
Watch Dogs.
Yeah.
No,
That's the opposite of Eric. Everything he has takes back.
I have kind of embraced digital media.
Right.
You know, I was like, oh, it's available for digital content. Sure. Yeah. I was always one like, I have to have the disc.
Right, yeah.
Now I'm just like, I cannot have a bookshelf big enough.
Right, yeah. I'm like, still that way with music for some reason. I can't just get a digital album.
Me too.
I have to buy a CD.
Did do that with the Weird Al album this year.
Oh, did you?
I was leaving for a trip. I'm like, I have to have this now. So
gotta
I download it.
Right, yeah.
On Google Play.
And you can get the...
Fantastic.
You can get the album later. So
I intend to. Yes. Al Yankovic, if you are listening, I am buying your album twice.
If Weird Al Yankovic,
mark my words,
if Weird Al Yankovic listens to any part of this, I will consider my life complete. But anyway,
Destiny, September 8th.
Yes, September 8th.
8th, I believe.
Yep. It is not far away.
Whatever that first Tuesday is of the first 7 of the next 7 days.
Yeah.
That's coming out.
Destiny. You know, if you need any more recognition, their logo is Master Chief's codpiece. So.
Oh, Jesus.
I really think that was a big isn't it?
My God.
It is. It's totally his codpiece. I think that was a big screw you to Microsoft. You're never going to be able to unsee. You're not going to be able to unsee that now.
Well, there's no video here. I'm actually kind of staring out the wall.
Yeah, yeah.
Internally trying to picture this. I don't know why.
Oh, man.
But,
The only other... Only other news I got, Guardians of the Galaxy is phenomenal.
Yes, movies, because we talked about that, and then we talked about something else.
Then we talked about something else, because we forgot about Destiny. Which is fine. I just wanted to say briefly that Guardians of the Galaxy is awesome. Go watch it. That's
really?
It. Yes, I love that movie.
Talking Tree Raccoon and
Yes.
Really?
Yes, it was great. It was very Firefly. That's if you liked Firefly at all.
Oh, you're okay. You're comparing a gaggle of unlikely superheroes
Yes.
To Oh, wait, I just realized I just described Firefly.
Yeah, but say, yeah, you pretty much described Firefly in that...
Stop myself. Okay.
The look and feel is very Firefly. They take a dump on all of the tropes. You know, like, whenever there's a trope going on that, like, you see in movies,
right.
They'll do immediately, like, dump on it, or, you know, someone will get blasted in the face, or a joke will happen before that, you know, after that happens.
You gotta be very careful with that stuff.
It is.
If you play Duke Nukem Forever, stuff just got old.
Except the thing is, it's funny.
Okay.
That's the problem with Duke Nukem Forever.
It wasn't funny.
Is that it wasn't funny.
Right.
But, you know.
I got the collector's version of that, too.
The only reason the only reason I even bring this up is because I know Haas is hating on it. And I just wanted to be on the podcast to say,
Oh, that's right. Yeah, we do need it.
Yeah. Forget you, Haas.
Because he's not going to be here to talk back to us.
No, he's not. So guess what? I can talk about it all I want. It's got a big dumb tree and Dave Bautista and a talking raccoon, and it's awesome. So
there's a couple of people with the name Bautista. Is that the wrestler we're talking about?
Okay. So Dave Bautista is Drax the Destroyer in this, and he's actually one of the best characters.
So we got
shockingly
Bautista,
so.
The Rock.
Yeah,
Hulk Hogan was in a few of them. He was in Thunder in Paradise. Do you remember
that
movie?
Hulk Hogan was in Thunder in Paradise. No, that was a TV series.
After it was a movie.
But yeah, yeah. They had a TV series.
I remember that.
Sting was on an episode back when he was Surfer Sting.
Wow.
So, oh, man. I could go on and on about Thunder in Paradise.
Yes.
They fight the Predator in an episode. Do you know that?
I never watched the TV show.
Oh, yeah. They fight the Predator.
I wasn't big on movie-adapted TV shows.
Well, movie.
Yeah, really quote-unquote.
Pretty sure that was a TNT original. I don't think that went to theaters.
It was still from me. I only watched it as a kid.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure if I watched it now, I'd be like, what the fuck was I thinking?
It's silly, yeah. that whole bunch of things was silly. 90s had weird shows like that, though.
Yeah.
Baywatch and those.
Like, I never watched that show. Yeah. Every hormonal friend of mine I knew watched Baywatch. I'm like, this is a boring-ass show.
It's a really boring show.
Now,
but they would always
say a lot of stuff that people think my priorities were completely different. Yeah. No, they're not. I just have different interests than everybody else. I'm not the token male.
Yeah, right. Yeah, me neither. It was just kind of like everybody watched it. It was like, oh, look at Carmen Electra. I was like, yeah, I can do that, like, not watching this show.
Right.
Yeah. Who cares?
Whatever. So what... I swear there's something else we need to...
Was there? I don't think there was.
Before we shut this thing down,
right?
I've got to talk about Extra Life, because we haven't even mentioned it on the cast yet, have we?
Okay, no, we've not mentioned Extra Life.
Guys,
what is Extra Life?
Extra Life...
Oh, wait, I do know what Extra Life is.
Okay.
I thought it was a game. Go on, I know what Extra Life is.
Yeah,
yes.
Because you were giving me the eyebrow raise.
No,
what I was talking about.
No,
I
actually...
for the sake of the cast.
No, I actually completely forgot, but I do know what it is. Go on.
Extra Life is a charity organization organized, I think, in 07? 07, 8, or 9, somewhere around there. Because a young girl named Victoria Edmonds was afflicted with cancer, and she ended up being died from. She ended up being a lover of a kid, loved video games,
mm-hmm.
and that was one aspect of it. But it was a whole story.
Sure.
And then the whole community came together and just was as a charity for this whole thing. And unfortunately.
Yeah.
She ended up passing away at, like, age 14, something like that.
Yeah.
So, Jeremy Adams, I think is his name, is the founder of it.
Mm-hmm.
He was a part of a radio station.
Yeah.
He sold the rights to the charity to Children's Miracle Network Hospitals.
Wow.
And now, so all the any contributions to the efforts every year go to the network.
Right.
So, what Extra Life is in practice, every year... In the fall, there is a National Gaming Day put on by Extra Life, and it's not any official location or event or whatever, or anything televised. It's just a day where we're gonna play games for 24 hours.
Yeah.
In celebration of this of the whole community to save kids.
Right.
And. All the time leading up to this, and for some time after that, we campaign to raise money via donations for our hospital of choice that each individually are playing for.
Absolutely.
Haas and I both chose the same hospital, and it's CoSare Children's Hospital right here in Louisville, Kentucky.
CoSare's.
Coast Air.
That's the big one.
And all of our donations, all of our proceeds to our pages go directly, 100% of it, none of them, we don't see a dime of this.
Right.
Goes to Coast Air Children's Hospital, which is part of the Children's Miracle Network.
Mm-hmm.
And if you go to www.extra-life.org/ I think it's /team/video destruct.
Right.
You will go to our team page.
Right.
And you can go to the roster and select from one of us, either me or Haas.
Right.
And pick me. And
he's not here.
He's not here. Pick me. One of us, and you can hit support me.
Right.
And it'll take you to a donation page. You can donate directly via credit card, through a secure site, or mm-hmm. via PayPal.
Right.
And all of that. And it'll even spit out a form for your taxes, because all donations are tax-deductible, because it's 501c3.
Yep.
And so if you are feeling, any listeners out there are feeling generous, or have a few bucks lying around, the gaming day is on October 25th. It is a Saturday.
Right.
I have a lot of Saturdays I need off this year, so I'm going to try to get weekends off.
For that, we're going to be putting up a lot of, this is going to be the start of the campaign of it. We're going to be putting up a lot of, go here, support it. I want to get it up and make sure. So I'll be linking to this. I'll be linking to the team page, all that jazz.
Yeah.
So.
It's kind of, because Haas has got $80 now. His personal goal is $200.
Right.
My personal goal right now is $250. I vowed to level it up if I got close to it or hit it.
Nice.
So, and I've actually beat him out up $10 higher. So $90. I got a buddy of mine to donate $50, and then I initially shot ahead at $5. Where's Haas suddenly getting all these donations? I can't get anybody. And suddenly everybody's like, here you go.
Awesome.
So any of you guys want to go to extra-life.org, it'll be on the website eventually. Right. And if you want to go to mine, it's /participant/shattermage.
Right.
S-H-A-T-T-E-R-M-A-G-E, just like how it sounds.
Mm-hmm.
And Haas's is /participant/... Oh, my God. I really honestly don't remember it.
Okay, pause it, and I'll just insert it.
Yeah. It's it'll sound like a voiceover. Haas underscore... But it's not Haas Buddy.
Right.
It's... something, but
we'll get him up there. Yeah, there'll be a link to it.
It's his website. He'll probably have his listeners. He'll probably have more to him than
he right. Does. He'll have it up. But, we'll talk about it probably every.
I actually have it right
here. Oh my God, he's got it up.
I had it saved
right on the phone.
Hold on.
Amazing. But yeah, we're definitely going to be talking about this on each succeeding podcast, each Video Destruct podcast we do. Whenever we frickin' do one. just wanted to say there's going to be video content coming out for the site. There's going to be a lot coming out. We don't want to lose steam before this thing. You know what I'm talking about? So
yeah,
we want to keep going. We definitely want to support it. You know, support Corsairs, support Extra Life, all that jazz. It'll be good. It'll be a good cause. It'll be good fun. We've even talked about doing a video cast of it going down and having people come in during those 24 hours. Eric will show up. I'll show up during the playtime, you know, all that. So,
which begs the question, how come you or Eric don't have an Extra Life thing for this? Why did you guys aren't doing that?
Because I never play video games. That's the problem.
That's something else that's a problem with Extra Life. It doesn't have to be video games.
Right, right.
If you guys want to, if anybody out there wants to participate in this, you can play football for
right.
the day if you want. You can play board games.
That actually might come into play, because I do have a new video series called Board Game Coliseum that will be premiering very soon, that I'm doing with the Destination Comics, or the Destination here in Louisville, Kentucky.
To live stream that or something like that.
I might actually look into this now. I didn't realize that. I thought it was just video game, period. Because, you know, Extra Life.
Right, so, the whole premise of Extra Life is just games.
Okay.
You can play.
Right.
Everybody in Kentucky seems to love.
Tabletop games.
Yeah. I was thinking of.
Corsairs.
What's that horseshoe stupid guy? Cornhole.
Cornhole, yeah. Oh, horseshoe without the skill. Yeah,
right.
Cornhole.
Skill.
Yeah, horseshoe without
everybody
skill.
Everybody and every living soul in Central Kentucky seems to love cornhole for some reason.
It is a thing.
You can play cornhole all the time if you want to do that.
Well, there you go.
But so if you want to go to extra-life.org. If you actually participate in this, go there. You can go sign up. You can sign up for a team. Sign up for Video Destruct.
Yeah, and, sign up for there.
And we can add more people to the roster. Our team goal is $1,000 right now.
Nice.
$1,000.
Nice.
And if we can get others to come in and have their own group of friends or family if they want to donate to.
Cool.
Come and join in. Donate. You can even donate to your own account.
Right.
I did it. I've donated $15 to my own goal.
There you go.
So, and you can donate more than once.
Right.
You can do it multiple times as you want. There's even an option that says it'll set you up to hit you every month for a small amount.
If you want
to do a monthly gift.
Cool.
But, please, please, please do that. It's all for a great cause. You know, I've got little nieces and nephews that are near and dear to me. And
right.
I wouldn't want to see them. Sorry, this is my
hands. That's my your hand, tick?
No, it's not my tick. It's just happening because I'm here just kind of...
Right.
Keeping my hands busy.
Gotcha.
And like a Michael J. Fox type of thing.
Right, yeah.
But, Extra Life. I'm doing it for multiple reasons. I was talked into it by a friend of mine, and I talked to the folks at PAX.
Right on. I think you talked me into it. I'm going to explore this.
Yeah.
I might be joining the Video Destruct team and get some dungeon roll and some Clue. So
Clue,
yeah, Clue, man. Clue's that's the definitive tabletop game.
Yeah.
I have friends who are big tabletop gamers. Never played Clue before. That's got to change. Because come on,
I haven't played Clue in like 20 years.
Well, sure, but I can accept that. But you know, I am a nerd. You see, so absolutely.
Yeah,
we'll definitely be doing
that's
that.
That's the exclamation mark on the cast. I think mm-hmm. we should probably.
I think that's good.
There. How long is that?
We're about an hour. So
really,
just a little bit over. So
all right. Well, this has been the Video Destruct Podcast.
It has indeed.
It's we're still alive.
We'll see you in a month. We'll see you in a month, maybe.
Yes.
See you whenever.
PAX Prime is at the end of this month.
Yep.
And I'm going.
Awesome.
So I've got all my travel squared away for that. And hopefully.
Just going to brag to everybody
come,
that you're going to PAX
Prime. Right, yeah. And,
that's how we're capping it off.
And also PAX South mm-hmm. now in January.
Right.
New PAX.
Right.
It's announced in San Antonio.
Yeah.
I may be going to that. Passes are still available for that.
Nice.
And hotels.
There you go.
So. Here's that information.
There you go. Info. Go check it out.
Go check it out.
That's it.
See ya. And we're off the air.
Booyah.